Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
Get those skates on. It's time for a couple skate.
I feel
it's
like we're in the skate. We got into the 70s on a Tuesday, I think.
This is feeling good. Yeah, a little 70s funk, a little soul for you there.
This is right up your alley.
Oh, it totally is. Yeah, I've got the music in me.
Yeah, you
I do.
And the hair for it as well.
Absolutely.
Good
welcome back.
NoCo. You want it or you go ahead? Sorry.
I was just going to say, welcome back to Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Gary along with Tanner Schwint. Week number three of our little project we call Good Morning NoCo. Having a blast with our producer, Angel Padilla. It's just fun having the three stooges together and creating a good time. But we get joined by other stooges now and then, do we not?
Are you trying to scare him away? Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, are you a stooge?
I am most certainly a stooge. I don't know if it's Pimp or who it might be, but yeah, I will be the fourth stooge.
The fourth stooge was Shemp, wasn't it? Because, I mean, Larry Moe and Curly got everything. Shemp was like the, you know, he was like Ringo.
Absolutely. I need to watch those. I need to binge some of those shows and movies.
Well, Chris, you're not going to have as much time to do so with a new attraction coming to Timnath, the one that is known by a lot of Colorado people that we all love. Topgolf is coming to Timnath.
No way.
Yeah, apparently it is. You know, we've been chasing this for quite some time and finally submitted a Colorado Open Records Act request to the town of Timnath. And there's a lot of information there. There's still a lot of detail that has not been released. However, it does appear that Topgolf most likely will be going to Timnath. They're looking at a site just south of Costco, near that that east corner of I-25 and Harmony Road. It's a project owned by Connell Resources out of Northern Colorado. And I drove through there a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot of dirt being moved there right now. And it appears that Topgolf has been negotiating with the town of Timnath for some time. We obtained documents that reference some incentives that might be awarded, including building permit fees that might be waived or reduced for the project. There is also the project overall is called Ladera, and the town late last year approved a couple of metropolitan districts for Ladera that would be expected to raise about $95 million to pay for improvements at the site. The actual size of this is still unclear. It is expected to be smaller than the one in Thornton. It was reported in some of these documents that it would be 58 bays compared to, I believe, 104 in Thornton. That was then increased to 72 bays. So a lot of the details about the project specifically are not yet known. However, we do know that this is the most likely site for Topgolf.
That is going to be very interesting. I mean, that's already there's a lot of things pop into my head right there. Just that intersection alone is already gets backed up big time sometimes. I experience that. But this, I'm wondering how the people of Timnath will feel. I will think that there will be a lot who would embrace this, would love it. But I know there's a lot of the folks who liked their quiet old Timnath that used to exist. I'm wondering if there's any kickback on this whatsoever.
Well, I think there certainly could be, and in some of the documents we obtained from the town, there is some concern about that. Some of the officials in the town circulated emails linking to some news coverage in Louisville, Kentucky, about residents being opposed to a similar project there. So I think there is definitely a concern about that that possibility, Brian. You know, and you mentioned traffic, and we have some expansion obviously going on I-25 right now. But when you consider some of the additional developments that are known all along the corridor, I think traffic is going to be get worse here quite soon. We've got Amazon going in with a massive facility in Loveland. There's potential for the water park in Loveland. We have everything going on with Buc-ee's, which is about to break ground June 7th. They will be breaking ground. And other lots of other projects all up and down the corridor. Mead with some industrial projects. Johnstown, the same thing. I think traffic is going to be increasingly an issue, even with the expansions that we're seeing right now along I-25.
Now, is this just the second Topgolf location in Colorado?
No, this will be the third. There is one in Colorado Springs as well. So this one, I mentioned the Ladera development. That's actually a 240-acre project. And if you go there now, you'll see a lot of dirt being moved all the way really up toward County Road 5. And going down to that Connell Resources gravel plant. So in between Costco and that gravel plant, there is dirt being moved right now.
Now, are you any good at Topgolf? That was just my very important question that I had to cut Brian off for. Chris, are you any good at Topgolf?
I have never been to Topgolf.
Wow. All right.
It is a blast.
The drinks are the best part of it.
No, it is. It's fun because it's a game that, you know, even if you don't know, like, or have ever played golf, you can still go out, compete, and have a good time.
Exactly right.
You know, and that's what I like about it.
And Tanner, did you say drinks?
Yes, yeah, I did. Say, yeah. I knew that would grab your attention, Chris. It's 7:48, but I knew that'd get your attention.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just curious, Chris, you know, when we're all broke, and, you know, none of us have any money, and you hear of all these places coming in, your first thought is, where the hell is this coming from in our economy that we're booming these places in here? But what does this mean for the job market here in northern Colorado? Will all of these be creating opportunities for some people to go out and start making a living?
Well, I think so. I mean, you see these projects that I mentioned, Amazon being one, and there will be a lot of jobs that will be created there. Of course, a lot of it will be robots that will do a lot of that work. But there are jobs that are being created in all of these things. And Weld County, especially, but also Larimer County, remain very fast growing. Weld County, as I talked with Tanner about a few months ago, the population growth that was estimated in 2021 compared to the 2020 census, Weld County was right near the top, I think number two in the state in terms of growth rate, just behind Broomfield. So that population growth is continuing, and obviously those new people coming in will help alleviate some of the labor shortage, but that's a tough haul because the labor shortage is so acute right now. And the question is, where will an entity like Amazon and Topgolf find those workers?
Yeah, talking with Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, let's head a little bit further south here. Twitter is vacating downtown Boulder. Thanks a lot, Elon, huh?
That's absolutely right. You know, we've talked a lot about big tech and its expansion in the region, especially in the Boulder County area. We have Google and Apple and Twitter and Microsoft, and pretty much all of them have operations here. But Twitter has put space on the market, about 30, almost 37,000 square feet in the Winsel building, which is a fairly new building right in downtown Boulder. They first moved into that space 6 years ago. They subsequently leased additional space, 65,000 square feet, in the Spark neighborhood in central Boulder. But now, yes, their space in downtown Boulder is on the market, and I am told that it is deserted in that space right now.
Well, and we knew, you know, as many of these stories as we report on people coming in, we knew at some point somebody was going to have to exit along there, but Twitter having to be that first one. Chris, one last quick story here. CSU AgTech spinoff is opening in Loveland, so more production going in there.
Yeah, absolutely. I attended their grand opening in Loveland on Friday. It's a company called Grocentia. that is a CSU spinoff. And the majority of their business right now is in the cannabis space, but their technology has applications for row crops and vegetables. And they also have released some products for home gardening. But essentially, they have microbes, thousands of microbes that are stored in deep cold storage that are used to augment soil quality. And again, as I said, right now, it's the majority of their business is cannabis, but definitely applications for other types of agriculture. They have leased about 30,000 square feet in one of the Sentara industrial buildings, and they're up to about 40 employees right now and growing fast.
Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. Chris, thanks for keeping us up to date with everything going on in Northern Colorado. What do you got going on at BizWest?
We are working hard right now on our what we call our BizWest 500, which is a massive research project identifying some of the top companies in the region. So that will be publishing in our June edition.
All right, Chris, we'll be looking forward to it. Thanks so much for your time, buddy. Appreciate it.
Take care, Chris.
All right, there's Chris Wood, editor and publisher with BizWest. 7:52 the time. Good morning, NOCO, on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Oh, yeah. Pull on into the car wash. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
I haven't had good luck at car washes lately.
Good morning, NOCO. I'm Brian Gary.
Shut down on me.
And Tanner Swift. What do you mean?
So there's a car wash in Greeley. They don't pay me, so I'm not going to say their name. And I love the deal. It's $25. You can wash your vehicle as many times in a month
as possible.
I've heard
of that. Yeah.
It's really a great deal.
If you wash your car frequently.
Every Friday, I pull through there and utilize this. But the last two times that I've been in there, I've been halfway through and it just shuts down.
Really?
And one of them was on Friday the 13th. I thought I was dead. I'm like, this is how it ends. Right here.
I've always found it creepy in the automatic ones when the washers come and they start slapping your windshield.
That's what was going on.
You were in there?
Yeah,
and
I'm in there and it's right as that big thing's lowering down right at my windshield and then it shuts off. And I'm like,
a clown appears next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That clown would have got shot. But I'm looking, for some reason, my brain can't comprehend that we're all on the same like conveyor belt that's pushing us through. So I'm looking behind me like, are they stopped too? Are they going to hit it? Like, that's stupid, Tanner. But it's happened twice now. And I'm like, one of these times, it's going to shut down. And there were sirens going off on that Friday the 13th one. Like, there was the red light and everything. And I'm like, I text my family, said, love you guys.
You know, and I don't know how many times we've all read of those tragic stories of a person getting trapped in car wash and dying. Yeah.
I don't want to look it up now because I'm sure it's happened. But in my head, this is like that Final Destination type stuff. Like that, it's something's going to break right here. It's going to land on top of me, crush me. And then you can report it on the news the next morning. A Greeley man was killed in a car wash earlier. By the way, Tanner is out indefinitely.
I did sustain a car wash injury once where I was leaving the car wash. And right as I'm pulling out, I roll down my window. And I didn't realize I was about to hit the air blasters, the dryers, blew my glasses right off my face, man. I mean, it just whoops, scared the hell out of me. I didn't know that was coming, man.
I got yelled at because I loaded myself one day. There was nobody there. Normally, they're waving in. I'm like, okay, it's right there. I'm a good enough driver. And then somebody just comes sprinting in there and goes, next time, don't load yourself. I'm like, next time, do your job so I don't have to. I didn't actually. I said, okay, thank you very much.
That's what
I would have liked to say, but I respect the people in the service industry.
You're really tough in hindsight.
7:35 the time, Chris Wood. Hey, there's a new feature coming to Timnath that everybody loves. We're going to talk about it with Chris Wood. But first, bottom of the hour, news and weather center.
Always Zone Tide.
There we go.
Good morning, NoCo.
Love me some Toto.
This was
hold
their
that
first, line.
Oh, right on their first album. I'll always remember this one. They just grabbed me and loved them. And then they came out with this album, Hydra, with All Us Boys on it. And then later came the huge success with Africa and everything that came out of that album.
It's such a good song.
It really is. No, they're an underrated great band.
Yep. Yeah. It's right where they fit. Look at us agreeing on music for the first time in a while. Yeah, there
sure.
we go. Okay,
yeah.
there we go. Well, I want to get this quick story out there to the people. This is something that, listen.
Let me get this quick story out to the people.
Let's get it out there. Okay. It's fresh off the printing press.
Alrighty.
This is something that you and I have had a lot of conversations off air about. It's no secret. I've said it on air. I was a guy who voted for Trump twice. He was not my first choice when he was coming out of the Republican Party. I've said that, but just purely based on his policies, I thought he was the best man for the job. But after he lost fair and square to Joe Biden back in November, I said the best thing that Donald Trump could do right now is get the hell away from the Republican Party. And he has not done that. And he's still floating out the potential bid for 2024. He's going to lose. I need people to come to that realization. Because I know we're looking back now at what the economy was. There weren't any wars anywhere. I get it. But he's going to lose because of his demeanor. He is an a-hole. I mean, there's no way around that.
That's the bottom line. I've never had an issue with politics, so to speak. With me, it's people. And it's how you treat people. It's how you act. And to me, he failed massively there.
Yes.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm not talking about party. I'm talking about humanness. And as a human, he was a failure in my mind as far as that went.
And there's so many people that I've talked to that are middle of the road or in the Republican Party even still that just couldn't stand him as a man. And that's why he lost, unfortunately, for the Republican Party. And that's, you know, that's the issue that's going to be shaping, you know, the Republican Party going forward. And it has put the Republican Party firmly between a rock and a hard place. Because if you don't go along and say, yeah, I supported Trump or whatever, then you're going to lose some of those people who were diehard Trump fans, because there were millions of people out there who were. But if you do, if you go away from that, then you start to agitate them. But if you say, yeah, you lean into the Trump and yeah, I bet he backed me and this and that, well, then his name is such a
it's polarizing.
Such a polarizing name. That's a great term for it, that you're probably going to lose that way because you push the independents away and push them more towards the left. We're seeing that right now with a number of candidates that he backed in the Republican primaries. And the one state that really kind of decided the presidential race as well was Georgia, and the Perdue, who he backed for the Republican gubernatorial candidacy. I got through that without messing that up. I was impressed by myself there. He's down huge in the polls right now. And I kind of think it's funny, Brian Kemp, the GOP incumbent, was backed by Mike Pence. And so you've got the former vice president and the former president now pushing for two different candidates. But Brian Kemp is just destroying Perdue in the polls in Georgia. And I think this is just a microcosm of what is going to be if Donald Trump still stays involved in politics. He's just so polarizing to so many still out there.
He is, and this does set up a great match for the next WrestleMania if Pence and Trump keep this up. But what we need to remember, too, is you know, we bring this up, and, you know, the Trump backing this and that, and right now it's not being successful. History has done this time and time again. If you remember, George Bush was not overly popular at the end of his term, and he was doing the same thing, going out and endorsing people, and the people he were endorsing were going, couldn't we keep this between us?
Right.
You know, love having you in my corner, but let's not do anything really public on this, you know, and there are people who are going to get behind anything that he says and get behind it and go, yeah, that's our guy. Then Don says this. I have never feel one way or another about what went on the last 6 years or who you liked or didn't like, there is no denying we have never seen a rabid following of a candidate like we did there. That's never, to me, it's never been experienced before. It happened in the music industry with like Beatlemania and things like that. But this was the equivalent politically of that type of thing. So no matter what your feelings are one way or another, I have to, you know, a tip of the hat for getting people fired up for your for what you're doing. But my hatred went back to the USFL, and you know, my dislike was long before he was into politics, and politics had nothing to do with it for me.
Well, a controversial figure like that, and some of the things that he said, and I get it. I completely get it. And this was, so incumbent GOP Governor Brian Kemp of Georgia, like we talked about, he refused to accept Trump's baseless claims of widespread spread voter fraud in Georgia. And so Trump took that personally. As we know, he is very good at holding a grudge. Well, he sought retribution by personally recruiting former Republican Senator David Perdue to mount a primary challenge, but it's going to be a bad bet as Kemp has emerged as just a powerful fundraiser who has tapped into the benefits of incumbency. He's out fundraising Perdue. He's up by double digit in the polls, and on the eve of the election, Perdue's allies, they're bracing for just a lopsided defeat. The only question is whether Kemp would win the 50% majority he needs to avoid a runoff election next month. I'm glad this is happening now. I'm glad that the Republican Party is seeing that right now the weight of Donald Trump is not enough to push people to wins early on. Because when this isn't just a primary in terms of what Republicans going to run against the Democrat, we're seeing this now, but when it gets to that point and then Trump throws his weight in behind it, it's not going to help. So we're seeing this early. And like you said, you know, Kemp isn't going to be seeking for Donald Trump's endorsement coming up when he runs against Stacey Abrams in Georgia. Interesting, but I think this is a good thing for the Republican Party to get this out of the way now.
I have always been one who has voted people, not party. That's just the way that I've always been. And I am convinced, call me the eternal optimist, but there is a greater America waiting to happen, and it's going to happen. But no candidate is going to lead us there. No person is going to lead us there. We need to lead ourselves there. If we're sitting around waiting for one person to rally behind and go, they're going to fix it, we're going to get behind them, that's it. That will never happen. We have to fix ourselves, and we have to fix the way that we talk to each other, the way we are tolerant-wise, all those things. It's up to us. It is not up to a party or a person to do it. It is up to us as individuals to finally say, enough of this. I'm going to quit acting this way. Let's just do the greater good. So I am convinced the best version of America is yet to come. We just need to get our crap together as Americans and make that happen.
Yeah, just I don't know if you've seen the Joe Rogan bit of that, just to say that the presidential seat is a dumb job. I mean, there's not one person who's going to be able to make this happen. It's a popularity contest when it comes down to it. Yeah, it just happens to be that popularity contest comes with huge ramifications on it. But wanted to get that out there. As you see, we're inching closer. You're seeing and hearing all of the political ads that are running, even here on this station. People are, we're right in the middle of it. We're going to be talking with Kyle Clark with 9 News on Thursday about some of the Colorado seats. It's interesting. And just some of the debacle that come from it. We're going to talk about the Republican Rumble that happened down at the Grizzly Rose, which that's just so stupid.
You can't make stuff up.
No, we're going to talk about that. One of the signs was way off based, and it was kind of funny, but we'll get into that. But 729 the time. Good morning, NOCO, right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
This is Good Morning NOCO with Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Live from the Allo Communications Studios, it is Good Morning NOCO. I'm Tanner Schwint.
I'm Brian Carey, and Tanner's mad at me.
I'm not mad at you.
No, you're not.
I'll never be mad at you.
No, you will be.
No, probably.
That's right. It's just a wacky kind of morning in here
this
morning.
It's a little, yeah, you can always tell when we stay up too late at night.
Yes.
Because the brain cells firing between the two of us, we got three brain cells firing, and they're all battling for fourth place right
now. That's it. We're lucky. Angel, how's your brain this morning? Do you feel fired up, ready to go?
Yeah. Haven't had my caffeine yet, but I'm a little more awake than usual.
All right.
Did you stay up for the whole game?
I did not. I actually...
Good for
I
you.
Felt confident enough in the third period. I was like, I will have it on in the other room, but I'm going to go lay down, and eventually fell asleep.
Good
there
man.
You go.
Yeah. Good
we
man.
Should take some notes. But
yes.
It was all about Nazem Kadri last night for the Colorado Avalanche after receiving death threats, racist threats made towards him as he inadvertently took out Binnington, the goalie for the Blues in Game 3. Well, safe to say, he came back in a big way.
This one popped in the slot. New hook shot. It just wide. Husso is still scrambling as Eric Johnson scores! Eric Johnson changed the angle and slipped one through along the ice from long range. Here's Nazem Kadri. Kadri shoots, scores! Nazem Kadri silences the crowd in St. Louis.
Got that one goal and then nothing after that. It's been all Avalanche.
Here's another chance. Landeskog for Toews. He scores! Across the shot, save Husso on the try from Byram. Now it's McCarr. Power play over. Save Husso. Byram again. Kadri scores! It won't be a power play goal, but it will be a 4-1 lead on the second of the game for Nazem Kadri. Check, it was Nichushkin. Lost it. Nazem Kadri scores! It's a hat trick for Kadri. The Colorado Avalanche and Nazem Kadri ahead for Rantanen. Rantanen will put it into the net and make it 6-3 Colorado.
And the Avs take a commanding 3-1 lead last night over the St. Louis Blues. Count them, not one, not two, but three. The hat trick for Kadri. And, Brian, the official total was seven hats thrown onto the ice.
Were there
the
hat trick?
There
I saw they were all Avalanche ones,
yeah,
too. I saw that.
That's a bold seven fans there in St. Louis. To celebrate that guy with the hat trick with how everything had been going. And, you know, I was talking about it last night. I told you this morning. It's better to just let a sleeping dog lay than to wake them up. And I think that's what they did last night with the Colorado Avalanche. There was just, you know, Kemper made some incredible saves late. He gave up a couple of power play goals, but other than that, he was locked down.
It was looking like one of those nights when you can have a goalie just playing his tail off, but has just one moment where it slips and it can cost. And that's what it looked like early on, because he was playing great, but there was just one kind of cheap goal. It just,
yep,
you know, it slipped through. The Avs were totally outplaying St. Louis, but St. Louis was ahead on the scoreboard. Then that all turned around. And, you know, one thing that's getting me fired up about the series is St. Louis and all the players, everyone banding against Kadri, and he did this, he did that, his past reputation, this. He took out our goaltender, now we don't, you know, this and that. Excuse me, Binnington wasn't even your starter.
Right.
You know, he was a guy who came in, and this happens in hockey all the time, where, you know, you get a hot goalie, you know, so you'll sit somebody out. Somebody will come in, play great, and you ride that goalie for a while. That's what they had been doing with Binnington.
That's exactly right.
So they're back to where they were originally with this guy who was the starter coming back in. So shut the hell up.
That's
the bottom line.
I love it. Yeah, Husso came in. He was the starter for the second half of the year for the Blues.
He had been in the Wild Series as well.
He's opened the Wild Series. Then he allowed 9 goals in the next two games. And then they pulled him and Binnington came in. Binnington was locked down. I mean, he was looking really good, too. And when he went down, I said, well, there goes the series. I mean, for the Blues, you don't stand a chance. And the Avs just, they had that rip your heart out mentality, and we're going to stomp on it afterwards. And that was just so much fun to watch from this hockey team. This looked like the team that is going to hoist that cup coming up in June. They really did.
I think it's going to be a very interesting Western Conference final when we get there, and I think Edmonton.
That's who
does
your pick
as well.
Is.
That's yeah, with Calgary. That's a great series too. But I just, man, Avalanche, keep it going. We're going to be in the Western Conference final. I just don't see any way of saying St. Louis coming back.
No, I don't either. I mean, they got to win. They got to win three in a row. When's the last time outside of that last little stretch that the Avs have done that? The one team. I mean, I know you're high on Edmonton. Tampa Bay.
Oh, when
is
we get to the final,
scaring the hell out of me.
Yeah, they're in the East and the Eastern yep. Conference. Yeah, Tampa Bay. They took care of a Florida team that had set records in their franchise for the amount of wins and points they had been doing. They were having a record-setting season, only to get swept by Tampa Bay, who just has a history of winning. They've been probably over the last 10 years, if not the most solid team in hockey, one of the most solid teams.
Yeah, and they swept Florida last night, so Tampa Bay takes that series. In the other series going on in the NHL, more action for you tonight. Carolina at New York tonight. Carolina leads that series 2-1. I think Tampa Bay's by far your favorite coming out of the East at the moment.
I agree.
And Calgary and Edmonton. Edmonton leads that series 2-1. They do have home ice tonight as well. You like Edmonton coming out of that series?
I do. I like Edmonton, but I love Connor McDavid. Again, he's just so much fun to watch. And, you know, Avalanche, just looking what they're doing, wait until their big dogs start going. McKinnon has been on the scoreboard,
yeah,
relatively silent compared to what you would think. The goals are coming from all over. Who in the hell would have thought Kadri would get a hat trick?
Right.
I mean, what are the odds
exactly
of that?
Exactly right. And Eric Johnson.
Guys who don't score.
When we are in, let's see, what are we in? The seven games into the playoffs, and Mikko Rantanen gets his first goal last night on an empty netter. And this team's lost one playoff. I mean, you know, for everybody who was real concerned about the Avs after that one loss, we said it then, we'll say it again, pump the brakes on that, because this team has what it takes to go. I mean, they're the most talented team in hockey right now. And when they start firing on all cylinders, if you can get timely goaltending like you did from Kemper last night, there's nobody who's going to touch them. I mean, they will be bringing, in my opinion, they will be bringing a championship to Colorado in June. I just don't see any way about it. That doesn't happen.
They're just so solid that as everyone focuses on McKinnon, because they're expecting him to go, when that happens, you count on your other guys then to take advantage of the fact they're getting less pressure on them, and they are taking advantage of the fact that they've had less pressure.
They are, and they're so fast, Brian. But they're matching the physicality of other teams, but they do it in a smart way. They're not laying their bodies out there at the potential of getting hurt or anything like that. They are matching that physicality and then getting it to somebody who is, you know, even JT Compher is so fast going up and down the ice. It's fun to watch. I did not realize that my girlfriend was a hockey fan, and I don't even know if she realized it until I made her sit down and watch a couple of games with me last night. I mean, I was still halfway asleep during the first period, and I'm looking up, and she woke me up yelling at the TV. I'm like, what is going on? And every goal, she's high-fiving me when it was over. She's singing We Are the Champions. I'm like, where did this come from? I love it. But that's just when you have a really good team like this that people can band around. It's something special, and I think you're feeling it in the state of Colorado right now.
There's no question, and we've been hungry for this. Yes. We were expecting this last year, and now to have it here. We've had great teams through the years, but it's been a long time since we've been tasting a potential championship, and you can taste it right now.
Oh, you can.
You can taste it.
You can't say it. Frustration. You can taste it. I can taste it. I want to say thanks to Manweiler in Windsor, right downtown Windsor. They're right off of 392 in the heart of Windsor, and they've got two great showrooms. If you're looking for a freezer or refrigerator, whatever it might be, listen, life's hard enough when those appliances start giving you troubles. Don't mess with it. Just go get one of those Maytag appliances or whatever your preferred appliance is. They've got them there for you and a plethora of options for you. It's Manweiler in downtown Windsor. 7:15 the time. We'll come back. More Good Morning NoCo on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
Oh, A little Rick James to get you going in the morning. 103.1 and 1310 KFK. Welcome to the program. It is Good Morning NoCo. I'm Brian Gary, along with my partner Tanner Schwint, producer Angel Padilla, all in the house rocking it. Dance Party USA seems to be going on in here this morning.
I'm going to completely take you off topic where you were going with this, but as you expect by now, wasn't that the song that Kevin James was dancing to in Hitch? Or am I way off on that? Because I was doing the Kevin James Hitch dance movie in here.
You were, and he very well could.
I don't know if it was that one or not. But
I don't remember the film well enough to know which songs were in which scenes.
Okay, well, there you go. Anyhow, I just want to let everybody know to get a visual out there of me doing the little Kevin James crab walk thing. Yeah, that was going on in here in the Yellow Communications Studios.
We need to dive in next break into the greatness of Paul Blart Mall Cop 1 and 2.
Tell me I couldn't be Paul Blart look like. And I want to vomit myself when I just said that, because there was a time I was a fit young man, but now I've got a creepy mustache and gained some weight.
No, I just could see you riding the little vehicle that he was riding through there. Yeah, I could see you getting off on that big time. I really could.
Let's get a tattoo of Paul Blart. How about that?
That would be cool. Quickly, our Happy Life Gardens poll question today is, do you have a tattoo? Simple yes or no. Hit us up on the text line or tell us what your tattoo is. Better yet, go to our social pages and post a picture. I just put one up of my microphone that's embedded into my veins, which is one of my favorites. I really love that one.
Why?
I love the one. Huh?
Why?
Because it signifies a little Hall of Famer. Let's see. And Rhonda sent a picture. She said, this is my mom when she was 16 years old. I will cherish this forever. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. That would be, you know, as long as they've got meaning, I don't mind tattoos.
That's, well, good. But we want you to post your picture.
You're looking for my approval on the tattoo.
Yeah, I really was. You were the guy I look at. When I think of fully sleeved ink, I think of Tanner Schwint. That's your tattoo. Your cows have tattoos, but you don't.
That is true.
Yeah.
Actually, of my initial. That's weird. I never thought about it like that. Hour number three coming up. We've got a fun one in store for you. You're not going to want to miss it. Get involved. 888-888-530-0043. Easy for me to say.
You speaks good, Tanner.
We're good at this radio. We'll be back on the other side on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK.